Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favored Life, the process of there where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, destiny, and purpose of God. In this 15-minute empowerment, you're going to be encouraged in this walk, encouraged in your faith, encouraged in the process of what we go through as we allow God's will to be performed in us, as we allow the destiny that he has for us to make us and to bring us to the place where we see God's power and revelation like never before, as we apply the knowledge, the word, the truth, the understanding of what we know to be the truth of God, the application of the word, we bear much fruit. In bearing much fruit, we call someone else to be encouraged by God. We call someone else to know God. We call someone else to even be drawn closer in their relationship with the Lord, because as we grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we become more and more like him, line upon line, precept upon precept, glory to glory, height to height, and depth to depth. We have been studying the book of Proverbs, looking at wisdom in all matters and walks of life, and the reason why we are is because the Lord gave Solomon this wisdom, and he wrote it out for us so that we would be skilled and know how to act in every situation. And many of us understand and know we have not acted properly in all situations of life, but God has allowed us to now take the word of wisdom along with his word of truth and apply it to our life and bear much fruit so that we would know how to act, respond, solve problems. We would know how to even handle difficult people, handle marital situations, our children, our financial things, even things in our own character in a greater way of wisdom so that we'll be able to see the Lord in our lives shine more, and other people will also be able to acknowledge and recognize the God that we serve. So we're going back and we're looking at wisdom for marriage and for having a strong marriage, and we were talking last week, and it was just a blessing because we were able to understand some things about what the responsibility of marriage is. And marriage is not something to be taken lightly. We take it lightly. We've seen the rise of divorces, not only in the secular world, but in the church. And it's because we do not apply the word and we do not allow the word of God to really work in us so that we can produce the love and compassion of God that is necessary. And even to allow habits and places in our life that we have done for years and feel like maybe sometimes they're not even a problem, but they're a problem to someone else. We have not allowed God to work on us in the way that we should do, should allow him, and commit ourselves to his will and his word so that we'll be able to commit ourselves to the person that we say that are the ones that we're supposed to be in a marriage with. God is looking for a godly marriage because marriage is God's idea. That marriage between that man and that woman is God's idea. It's God's idea. And I'm going to say it again. It's God's idea. It's not man's. It's God's idea because he had a purpose and a plan for marriage. It's supposed to look like him, and it's supposed to represent him. And that doesn't mean you're supposed to be perfect because none of us are. The word of God lets us understand that. But we're supposed to strive to have principles, godly principles, on how we're going to have a marriage that looks like him according to his word. What does his word say about it? What does he say about marriage? How does he want us to act in our marriage? What are the principles and the characteristics that he wants us to display in a marriage? He tells us and tells us specifically in the New Testament about marriage and about how the man is supposed to be that covering and supposed to love the wife as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. And that husband is supposed to love his wife, love her according to the word, love her according to the will of God, cover her, you know, and a lot of people misunderstand what that means. That doesn't mean do wrong, cover wrong. That means show that you are the covering, the godly covering, that prays and intercedes over her, seeing her as the weaker vessel, understanding that God has charged you and put you in charge of the family, the head of the family. So the principles of what you show and do is not only supposed to be that which she identifies with, knows, and follows, but your children as well. Every aspect of your life is supposed to look like kingdom principles. I love the book that Dr. Tony Evans wrote concerning kingdom marriages, kingdom men, kingdom women. It is an awesome book that exemplifies what God is saying about what he wants to see in the earthly marriage, earthly family, earthly marriage that's supposed to look like him. Someone else is looking at you. Someone else wants to see the God that you say you serve, the God that you say has power and authority, has all wisdom, all knowledge, all truth, and yet he can't help you in a marriage that you say is supposed to look like him. Then we need to examine why. Examine first starts with ourselves. What are we looking at in the mirror when we look in the mirror of the Word? How are we allowing the Word to work on us, work in us, work through us, allowing the Holy Spirit to talk to us about ourselves, not about the other person, about us, about us. And you can never make someone else change. That is a choice. They have to choose to change. They have to will to change. They have to will to do it God's way. So you can never make them change, but you can talk to God about you and how you can change and how you can do things and the way that looks like him, love and compassion and forgiveness. And we talked about forgiveness, you know, last week, and forgiveness is so key to a marriage and any relationship because there will be offenses. The Bible lets us know that. Jesus lets us know that. There are going to be offenses. There are going to be things that's going to get on your nerves, but you have to remember to forgive. And you have to do it in the way that God says, because when you don't, it hinders your prayers. It hinders your forgiveness. It hinders the grace that God wants to give you when you don't forgive others. And so God understands that you are flesh, but he's given you the answers. Because you need forgiveness and because forgiveness is given to you, now you forgive others and you don't worry about them getting by. You don't worry about them getting over. Because God knows how to deal with that person when we forgive and stop trying to be the judge over their life. God knows how to do it. I don't know who that's for, but that's not in my notes today. And so we're going to get back on the notes, but I really want you to understand that whatever problems you're having in your marriage, prayer, fasting, and going to God is the biggest thing you can do. Yes, you can get counseling, but you have to first initiate your relationship with God and make sure the alignment is right and make sure that God is dealing with you so that the other person, hopefully who's a believer, can receive the same instructions about going to God. First, Lord, let me talk a bit to you about me, not what they've done, not how they failed me, not how all the problems are going on. Let me talk about me and my heart. Let me talk about me and my attitude. Let me talk about me and my position with you. Have I been in fellowship with you? Have I been talking to you? Have I been praying? Have I really been seeking you concerning this before this thing got so big? Or was I just allowing this to happen and hoping that it would work out? We have keys that we have to use in our life, in our marriages, with our finances, and our children. We have key principles that God has given us with the Word, and if you apply what he says and do it the way that he says and you do it by faith, there's no way. There's not saying there's not going to be a challenge. There will be a challenge. The weapon of the enemy is always going to be formed, but it's not going to prosper. It's not going to get rich at your expense. It's going to return back to the enemy void. It's going to turn back to him bankrupt. He is not going to get rich on your displeasure, on your pain, on your whatever. God is saying the weapon is going to be formed. The enemy is going to try you. But you got to understand who you are and whose you are and the Word and the power that is in you. And you've got to speak by faith and stand on the Word and watch God be God. It's going to go back to the enemy bankrupt. But you've got to allow the Word of God to work in you, work through you by faith. You have to obey what he's telling you so that the principles of what he's telling you will now be released to magnify and manifest everything that he says. Okay? So marriage is so important, and it is something that we struggle with. It's something that we all struggle with. But I'm telling you, God wants us to have a good marriage. He wants us to be happy in our marriage. He wants us to produce children that are kingdom children. He wants us to impart that same life to someone else. And it's possible, and you can do it. that is why we have to make sure that when we go into it, we have to go into it with the right mindset of what the responsibility of what marriage really is. And if you got married and didn't know these things, God is teaching you now how to do it. He's teaching you now how to embrace this life commitment of loving and caring and cherishing and growing together and developing together and becoming what you're supposed to as a team. So, you know, it's possible. You got to be submissive to the will of God so that His will can be done and that you can see the demonstration of His power. You know, we talked about finances and time managing. It has to be a balance in your time management and your finances. You have to know how to apply the word when it comes to your finances. Be a giver, be a tither, be consistent. Pray over your seed, pray over your sacrificial giving. Make sure that your heart is right when you give. God rebukes the devourer, that which comes in to eat up your seed, eat up your harvest. He rebukes it because you're a tither. You give cheerfully. You give with the right heart and attitude. You do it in unity with your spouse. You do it in unity knowing that God is going to bless you because you give Him that 10% and you can have the other 90. God is going to do that. He's faithful to His word. He's faithful to do what He promises. And there must be conversation about finances. If you're not good with finances, then and your spouse is, then you need to let that individual handle the finances. And you, if you're the man, say, it's okay, I'm not good with money, but she is. You know, and I'm allowing her to help keep us on track. Or if it's the spouse, the female, then you need to let him, and it's not him being over you or controlling you, it's you learning discipline so that your family can be blessed, so that your family can go to the next place, the next level, so that your family can be securely taken care of. And that is not so, you know, saying that you can't never buy anything, can't never do anything. No, there's a balance to everything. That's why the conversation must be honest and it must be a forthcoming conversation about, okay, this is our debt. This is what we bring in. This is what we pay out. And we want to do pleasures with us, with each other, with the family, vacations and things like that. Okay, how do we make this happen? What do we put aside each month so that all of these things can happen? So that everything is taken care of, and we also save. There is a way to do it. You've got to have that conversation, and if this money is a problem, maybe you need someone in that conversation with wisdom who's a third party that can go in and say, okay, let me help you out. Let me put you on a budget, and let me be the person that's looking at your spending habits. However you have to do it, but it has to be so that your family is not falling apart over money. Okay, time management. If you're not spending enough time with the children and the wife, then you have to make sure you manage that well because they want your time too, husbands or wives. They want your time. You can't be married to your job and your house, your family. You have to choose, you know, and that means sometimes you got to say, I have to work like these many nights, but the rest of the time I'm going to make sure that my time is yours, that I'm giving you. If I've got to work late two nights a week, then the other nights I'm going to make sure that I give you attention and give you time and I spend time with you and we do certain things together. It's very important that we form the right relationships with our children and our spouses. And that is all the time we have for today. I pray this is helping you. I did not even get to any of my notes today because we went another way, but the Lord is still good and someone's going to be blessed by this and someone's going to get what they need, and I pray that you do. We'll be back tomorrow with another 15-minute empowerment, and we'll be talking again on marriage and wisdom for marriage, and I pray that you be blessed and have an awesome day in Jesus' name.